lost on a wave, but you're after. Dream on, on to the heart of the sunrise. Some distance, how can the wind with so many around me feel lost?
WMF.
Thank you, valet. Thank you. Of course, we weren't always superstars. There was a time when we were just ordinary commoners, just like you, and we used to eat. And I remember doing some god-awful gigs in some great places with some great people. Just finished up the last bit of bad luck or good luck we ever had was an album called Brain Capers. We'd like to do a number called Angeline.
Now you never put your hands up. Where are you?
Just have a nice slag at the front. Come on. Hello, darling. You don't look like a slag, you look alright. Come on here. That's it. You notice I'm with a lady? Took us a year to live that down, right? Hello. Now a cardboard coloured crystal queen attack me from my plane. And I think that I am going mad among the swollen states. That must have been God. Oh, rescue me or bury me. For I care not what you do. Oh, there's just one thing that I want to know. What am I really? You?
Lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Yeah. trapped inside an old Manischewitz bottle that Mom picked out of the dumpster behind the 7-Eleven. Mom brought the bottle inside and set it down on top of the TV. Then she told all of us kids to gather around. And then she explained how Jesus lived in the bottle and how if she wanted to, she could call him out to do her bidding. Sis said it reminded her of an old TV show, and Mom slapped her and called her a heretic. I didn't say anything, because I just still remember that time outside the Safeway when it took four security guards to hold Mom down.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for God that tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul will take. Jesus loves me, yes I know.
It wasn't long before people from all over the world started coming to our house to see the bottle. At first I thought that this would make me more popular at school, but instead it seemed to have the opposite result. Kids would stop in the halls and point at me and say, there's the boy whose mother keeps our Savior cooped up in that tiny little bottle. And then everybody started calling me Bottle Boy, and that really hurt. It was also around this time that Mom began to attract some pretty weird followers, like that guy who never used deodorant and spoke only in riddles, and that woman who collected 19th century handmade Amish swimwear.
Jesus loves me as I am, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul will take. Jesus loves me as I am.
Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. As the year went on, things went from bad to worse, and I realized if it wasn't a big change pretty soon, I'd never be able to get a date for the prom. I couldn't go the year before because Mom belonged to a church that considered dancing a one-way ticket to hell. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, by this point, Mom had appeared on The Richard Bay Show, AM Philadelphia, and Geraldo. So there was no use in me changing schools since everybody knew who my mom was. Also, we had to spend all the money from Mom's personal appearances to hire a bodyguard, since by this point, we were getting about 400 death threats a day.
Jesus loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul will take. Jesus loves me as I know.
Then, one night, I just couldn't stand it anymore. While everyone else was sleeping, I crept downstairs. Slowly, I went up to the bottle and began to unfasten the lid. At first, nothing happened, but then the room filled with a thick, white smoke. I was glad my sister had taken the batteries out of the smoke detector to put through a Walkman. When the smoke cleared, I found myself face to face with the Son of God, who was much shorter than I had expected. He told me that since I freed him, he'd grant me one wish, and that's how I got to go to the prom with Gina Davis. But you probably already read about that in People.
Jesus loves me as I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. If I die before I wake, pray to him, my soul will take. Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she has a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she has
We'll be right back. This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
I woke up to the sound of German hip-hop in my head. A great unholy clatter quickly filling me with dread. I wonder then if silence had forever disappeared. What with everybody yelling, the end was finally here. Bitter mathematicians counting crumbs. Some were filled with angry lust, the rest felt mostly numb. The sun became the enemy, they ate hunger after dark and killed time swapping partners at a club called Noah's Ark. It's far from cheap, and those that couldn't get in started fighting in the street. The day came, so we gathered in a field behind the mall. A noted scientist predicted there we'd see it all. Council members came, they told us not to fear. The king and queen of homecoming both shed a poignant tear. Its eye. The molecules collided and became part of the sky. In all my life, I've never known a moment quite so still, like space that's being emptied at the same time that it's filled. I woke up to the sound of German hip-hop in the air. It sounded like the hum of insects nesting in my hair. I wasn't so much tired, but I felt that I should sleep. So I closed my eyes.